This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's Tuesday, and during the month of March, we've presented a special series, Census 2020, Why It Matters. The past episodes are available at wlvr.org/census. We began by establishing the basics, who is counted and how the process works, and then moved on to some of what are known as HTC groups, hard to count. They include the Valley's Latinx and Hispanic and immigrant populations and college students, and we reviewed what is at stake, which largely comes down to political influence via legislative districting and electoral college votes, and access to federal funds, which are allocated in part by population. But looking back to earlier this year when we planned this series, that seems like a different world. There had been no confirmed cases of the new coronavirus in Pennsylvania, and it seemed as if the outbreak might well be contained in the U.S. by swift action at the federal, state, and local levels. That was still the dominant feeling when Lehigh Valley Public Media's Monica Evans spoke to the mayors of Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton at a public forum about a month ago. They all expressed resolve and determination to achieve the full measure of representation for their cities.
We really need to get an accurate census because there's no doubt all three cities were undercounted 10 years ago. And if we're around 76,000 right now in the city of Bethlehem, I think we could probably hit 80,000 or if not more.
That's Bob Donchez of Bethlehem, but all three mayors agree that the valley was undercounted in 2010 and that the challenges remain. Sal Panto of Easton cites the controversial efforts by the Trump administration to add a citizenship question to the census.
The biggest problem we have is when our president wanted to put the box on about citizenship. And now we're trying to, it's not there. We won the battle. It's not on there. And by law, everything that's there is confidential.
And everyone agrees that the stakes for the cities in the Lehigh Valley are enormous. Ray O'Connell, mayor of Allentown.
We got $2,100 for every resident counted. Mm-hmm. In 2010, 30% undercounted in Allentown. Now figure if we could bring that down to 10%, 5%, that's millions and millions and millions of dollars coming in over the next 10 years.
Right. But the coronavirus is a game changer, and in ways that no one yet fully understands. Notices have gone out to the residents of the valleys, and thousands have already submitted their census form online. But even in a normal year, there would be a vast number of residents to locate by phone or in person in order to complete the count. And without follow-up and enumerators, the folks who go door-to-door, it may be impossible to achieve accuracy. Senator Bob Casey addressed that question yesterday in a news conference.
Obviously, there's a lot at stake for resources when you just consider programs like Medicaid or SNAP or student loans or highway construction. My God, we can't allow anything to stand in our way.
The Census Bureau has extended the end of the count by 2 weeks to August 14th, and Casey says that the Congress will provide whatever is necessary to complete the census, but he admits there are obstacles. Creating safe conditions for census workers who go door to door, obtaining personal protective equipment for them when there is not enough for medical personnel and first responders, and even resistance from within parts of government.
There are obviously some people in our political system who would rather there be a more limited count, but I don't think that's many people. I think that's just a few people in our system that want to have it undermined to their benefit. But I think most people are on the same page, Democrat, Republican, and Independent.
April 1st is Census Day, the moment that the 2020 Census attempts to record every resident in the United States, and that is regardless of age or citizenship or immigration status. But while an epidemic rages in the state and around the world, the only certainty is the uncertainty that surrounds the completion of the 2020 census. Brad Klein, WLVR News.